2097 up. Beverly, do you have that?
Congressman Kilgore is calling you on 92.
I've got a big bunch of folks here, and see if he can talk to Walter and get his number while I call him back.
Thank you.
Where's he calling from?
Austin, Texas.
Got to talk to Walter. I've got half a dozen people in. I'll meet in the cabinet meeting.
Yes, sir.
See if Walter can talk to him. And
yes, sir.
If not, you have me call when we get out.
Thank you. Just a moment, please.
All righty.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I think he still feels, as I do and everybody we've talked to does, that this would have grave consequences, and that while he doesn't want to be asked you to yield a Senate seat, if you had felt that you could win it, we'd have never felt so. But we just feel that the Republicans couldn't have it so good the odds would be that it would they'd end up winning, and
I think they're going to end up winning if I don't run.
Well, it may be, and
I think I hear Jack Cox is going to get in it if I don't.
Yes, sir.
We're talking, operator.
I'm sorry, I got a fly.
Are you still there, Joe?
Yes. Yes. You all think the chances of the Republicans getting in it would be greater if I don't run? Is that? I mean, yeah. If I do run.
Right. He feels exactly as he has felt, that, and everybody we've talked to does.
He feels it's important to him.
Yes, I think that's right.
Well, like you say, he said that he wouldn't ask me to give up a Senate seat.
He says he doesn't want to. He doesn't like to ask you to yield a Senate seat. I'm sure he doesn't feel that he is doing so, because he's never felt that that you could win it, or that, I haven't either, that the Republicans would come more nearly to winning it if there's a big fight than if there's not. And you get your lines drawn where all your friends would be in a position where they couldn't vote Democratic in November if they had a big fight. And
of course, here's the thing about it. There not being a race will come as near or nearer drawing the lines than anything else. It looks to me, being here on the ground, if there's not a race, it looks to me like that the departure from the Democratic Party into the general election is going to be pretty wholesale.
I would doubt that with Connolly on the ticket, if he runs, and with Carr on the ticket, and with Smith on the ticket, Johnson on the ticket. I can't imagine that people that feel friendly to all of those people are going to desert the party in November because there's one person they might not prefer on it.
Walter, are there perhaps things that I don't know about and can't know about and don't ask about that could, and I'm thinking in the realm of his problems outside of Texas that are pretty deeply affected here?
Not that I know of, other than the things that I've talked to you about the other day. I mean, I know no more than that.
But he does feel that it would put him in a very difficult situation in the north and east, with labor and with...
That's right. I still...
Not really, you see, I have, as you know, a deep respect for him.
And he has for you.
And it, well, I appreciate that. And a deep respect for the presidency, for the office of the presidency. And what I'm really saying is that if his situation as he views it, or if the situation as he views it, is so significant that he feels he constrained to ask me as a friend not to do it, then I won't. I take it that's essentially what you asked.
Well, it was not put that way, and I would think he would not, he would prefer not to put it that he was asking you as a friend not to do it. That's, I think I've told you all along that what we really hoped is that you could go back and run for your seat. We still hope so. I still think you could. I think those people would get out in a minute.
I think so, but I don't want to do that.
And if not, why, we'd like to figure out something else along the lines we talked about that you indicated you didn't think you could be interested in.
Well, I don't think I could afford to be under the circumstances.
Well, maybe you could after you know, this doesn't take place for a good many months. This your term lasts another 10 months, and I would think the situation 11 months would be quite different then than it is now. And I don't believe it'd be so fresh on people's minds, and I think the fear you have would be situation be quite changed by then. Don't you?
Yes, but I think that there'd be an awful lot of people who would remember. I just don't believe I could do it. I think then I couldn't convince some people that there wasn't some sort of a quid pro quo. And while you and I know that wasn't true, I just don't want to run the risk of living my life having people thinking that's
true. There wouldn't be. And I'm sure that you trust us, and we trust you, and it wouldn't have to be.
Well, it's sort of the Caesar's wife admonition.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just have to avoid the appearance of it. Now, could you tell me again what his response was?
I think that that he feels, and everybody we've talked to feels, that it would not be to your interests or our interests or the Democratic Party's interests for you to do it, and would serve only to benefit the Republicans, tear up our party between now and November.
This is really just Texas we're talking about.
Well, that's the only place. I don't get the point you're making.
Well,
there.
What I mean is, it wouldn't tear up his problems somewhere. Wouldn't create problems for him somewhere else.
Well, I think it would create problems for him all over the country. I think it'd create problems for him in 49 states in addition to Texas.
Now, are those problems serious and grave, viewed from your all's position?
Yes, sir. Didn't I rather make that clear to you the other day? And I wasn't present when you talked to the president, but I'm confident he did too.
And those problems are grave enough to where there is some risk to him.
I think that's exactly right.
It's not just an outside chance sort of thing, not just, but really enough to cause genuine concern. Together, or otherwise
there wouldn't be any.
consider for a minute my judgment that the failure of this man to have an opponent in the Democratic primary will cause a pretty severe migration in November. You still feel that there isn't any particular risk in Texas?
Well, of course, you'd have to feel there was a risk if you took that proposition as being correct, but I just don't see how that can be a risk unless people like you and John and so on help make it that way, and I don't believe you'd do that.
No, I don't think we'd help make it that way, but I don't think that you can escape the fact that fundamentally everybody's going to know that the only reason this man doesn't have serious opposition is not because the people don't want to remove him, but because it's deemed unwise to have a fight.
Well, I think, Joe, that the position is very plain and very clear, and that it's no different from what it was when I talked to you last time, or when the president talked to you the last time.
Right.
You just think it'd be terrible for you to run.
Right. Okay, just, then, bow to that view. I can't have access to what you have access to, and I don't want access to it. I don't think it's really material so long as it is a fundamental, deep-seated feeling. Taken with the recognition of what the problems are from my standpoint. So, I go up and make an announcement that I'm not a candidate. And I'll be seeing you in a few days.
Hold just one second. All right, sir. I want to wish you well, and if there's any way in the world that I personally can make it any easier for you, any better for you, you know I want to do it. You know how we feel about you, and I've always felt about you, but we just think that this would do nothing in the world but serve the Republican Party, and not the Democratic Party, and not just one state, but 50 states, and that it would not be to your advantage, our advantage, or the party's advantage.
Well, I would only say that other than my consideration for him, I have no reservation but what it would be to my advantage to run. So, of course, these are matters of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But on that consideration, I will not.
Well, I sure am sorry. I still hope you know that Keiko is not going to run. If you want to run, why don't you go down there and run for Congress and come back?
Walter, but for the same reason that if my vote in the Senate would be a source of great embarrassment to him, then so is my vote in the House.
No, that's...
And I'm just not going to...
Not the same thing.
If he feels that way about it, I'm not going to have myself in a position where I have to be torn and emotionally warped.
That's not the same thing, Joe, because in that case you're not taking on somebody who's already here that does vote with him. It's not the same thing at all. And we know that you have voted with us sometimes when it was tough for you to do it.
I felt that he put it to me pretty tough on my vote on the foreign aid bill the other day, so apparently he has a pretty deep feeling about it.
I don't know about that.
I've got to go across Memphis Bridge.
All right, sir. I wish you well, and I'm thinking about you and praying for you.
All right, sir.
Take care.
Thank you.